In this week's episode, for the first time, Disney announced its 2024 event calendar. Dates for next year's events are available, including the return of Season of the Force. Fantasmic returns in May, along with an iconic scene. Keep an eye out for TikTok. You don't want to lose your hand. The SoCal ticket offer is back. Tickets will be valid in 2024. Get them now so you can experience the last week of the Christmas season. Also, a new Pixar parade, Downtown Disney, Knox Season Pass, awesome add-ons, and more on this Woken Up Early episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
Hey, what's going on? Uh-oh.
The apprentice lives.
Best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Thank God for me, Harley Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
A nasty trap and wait. When he comes a sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a pudding box, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Yeah. Now, that's the song I wanted to start with last week or last time.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah. I still don't know what's.
You want that one?
Yeah, I didn't know what. Or I still don't know what's going on with the. The channel is supposed to work on, so I just recorded it. All right, so that's Kidnap Sandy Claus by Korn.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who that was. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so hey, we're back, and I am
better than ever.
Somewhat better than ever. I don't know if I'll ever get better than ever, but I'm there somewhere.
What do we say before better than never?
And there you go. I'm back and better than ever.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to share some stuff that's going on over here in my humble abode. People who don't know, I am doing a big refurbishment on my house. Mm-hmm. It's a $1.2 million refurbishment. Okay, maybe that not that much.
I guessed.
No, not that much. But on November last month would be 44 years in this house. It's a long time. I was 6 years old when I moved here. So you do the math. I don't do math. So it's finally time to upgrade this house or make it look nice or something. Whatever people do nowadays to their house. So we've been working for, I would say probably a little bit, over a month. Got new windows in the front, a new garage door, and a new door in the front. And now I had wood siding, so I took that out. Now they put, new plywood. And then this past week, they started with stucco, putting stucco up. And they're coming back on Friday to finish because they had to let the stucco dry and set and do its thing. And Friday, they come back and finish. And then I get to start painting. Okay. I mean, the painter gets to come start to paint the house. So, yeah, it's a big process. It's a lot of headache. And before that, we had some prep work done. We had trees cut down and a lot of things going on. So it's been crazy over here. And you know how those construction people are? For some reason, they have to, you know, work early in the morning. So they wake me up. I mean, I'm like sleeping at 7:30 in the morning. I hear, I'm like, what the hell? And my windows are shaking. And yeah, it's kind of hard to sleep through that. So, yeah. So anyway, Dan said he was wondering when we could record. Can we do tomorrow? Meaning today on Tuesday. I go, I don't know. I'll let you know. Because I wasn't sure who's coming over today and what time I'll be waking up. And, you know, by the time they're done working, and then probably around this time, I fall asleep. I take a nap. So I wasn't sure today. So nothing happened today. No one came over. No noise. I was able to sleep. So there we go.
Woohoo.
Yeah, it's been a crazy process. And, kind of fun too, though.
Yeah, it's been quick too.
Yeah, I was lucky because I mean, you know what? I was looking for someone to come do this stuff, and I need a painter. I need someone to do the drywall. I mean, the stucco. I need this done. I need that done. I need these bushes pulled out. And you know, I had to go try to find these people, and people are just giving me crazy prices for this and that. I'm like, dang, you guys are crazy. I had my trees cut down, and someone, this one guy came, gave me an estimate of, I think he said $8,000. I was like, no. So the guy who cut my trees down, he told me $2,200, but if I decide to do it on a Sunday or Monday, then he'll do it for $2,000. I said, well, come Sunday or Monday, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care when you go. So, anyway, yeah, big process, a lot of crap going on. But, yeah, it'll be cool when everything's done. And it probably won't be done until sometime next year, but it's all good. Oh, yeah, I was saying that trying to find all these people to come do the stuff, and luckily my neighbor across the street is a contractor, and he mainly does roofs. So if you need a new roof on your house, let me know. I'll pass it along to him. He actually did the roof on my neighbor's house down the street, and he came over here. I told him what I needed. He said, "I'll get it done for you." And so, yeah, he's been working on my house. So it's great. It's awesome. He's doing a good job. So, like I said, if you need a roof done, let me know. I'll pass the information to you. All right, so let's start with some things that are going on in the Disneyverse. So I'm going to start with this. This came out last week. It said that there is still space to build another Disneyland in Anaheim. Disney theme park chairman Josh, how you say that?
DeMauro.
Yeah. Announced on Tuesday during an employee town hall meeting in New York City. So does he fly all the employees to New York? I mean,
I don't know.
There's no.
Isn't he the guy? He just, no, it was Iger that sent them all back to work, right, in the office?
I mean, because, you know, there's no park in New York, so.
Yeah.
I don't understand that, but anyway. All right, he says, we've got so much space to play with. Disneyland, for example, Walt's original theme park, we still have enough room to build another Disneyland there if we choose to do that, DeMauro said during the event, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Now, I'm reading off of KTLA 5, in case you guys needed, you know, to know where I got my news from. The Walt Disney Company previously announced to invest $60 billion into its theme park business over the next decade. The vast money investment would be used to expand and enhance domestic and international parks and cruise line capacity, prioritizing projects anticipated to generate strong returns consistent with the company's continuing approach to allocate capital in a disciplined and balanced manner. That's a lot of big words there. plans to expect the happiest place on earth could become a reality should the city of Anaheim approve Disney Forward plans, which we talked about a while back. Disney Forward project details how officials want to update and renovate the Anaheim theme park. The project will include new attractions, shops, and restaurants within the existing 490-acre footprint, the Los Angeles Times reported. Disney is seeking zoning changes for the expansion. Disney officials previously wanted to add a third entrance to the resort, but those plans were never materialized. Those damn ghosts. DeMauro previously discussed the possibility of bringing Arendelle from Frozen, Wakanda from Black Panther, and Santa Cecilia from Coco to life in some capacity at the Disneyland and potentially its sister park in Orlando. Frozen, one of the most successful and popular animated franchises of all time, could have a presence at the Disneyland Resort. Wakanda has yet to be brought to life. The world of Coco is just waiting to be explored. There's a lot of storytelling opportunity, DeMauro said. Disney fans have theorized the land's rise and attraction based on Tangled, Zootopia, and Tron to expanded areas based on Peter Pan and Toy Story could also be in the works.
Did you say that it was part of when we talked about the expansion into Downtown Disney, like in the whole resort area, or just in the actual park?
No, this is basically, okay, well, first of all, it started out by saying they still have enough room in the Disney park area. So there is no Disney area. Now, after that, they're talking about the Disney Forward project, which that has to do with, the Downtown Disney area in front of the hotels, that theme park that were like, doesn't make sense. All right, lastly, he says Disneyland also has teased the possibility of adding an Avatar experience to the resort. News of the potential addition was teased in February, but details on the project have remained limited. However, it was later revealed that director James Cameron was working with Walt Disney Imagineering on the project. News of the Anaheim Resort likely future comes after the city of Anaheim released a 17,000-page environmental study for the Disneyland Forward. I would not want to read that. The company has not announced how much Disneyland Forward would cost, but it previously stated that the endeavor would be privately funded. Disney hopes to have the project reviewed by the Anaheim City Council and receive approval before the end of 2024. Disney has previously held committee coffee chats for committee members to attend and learn more about the proposed project. So there you go.
That's a lot of money and some unwanted stuff.
And then you know, we talked about how they wanted to build that new parking structure and the bridge to go over harbor, and the city said no. So, you know, nowadays, the city of Anaheim is not on Disney's side and won't do everything Disney wants to have done. So it's going to be a battle for them. But I don't know. See what happens, I guess.
I'm sure they'll still get it because it drives in so much money for the city. But, you know, back in the day, it used to bend to Disney's will. And that doesn't really seem to be the case anymore.
Right. All right, so let's see. We're gonna move on to. I think this was announced last week or something. I don't know. I'll let you know in a minute. Here we go. I found it. Now we're waiting for it to load up. So this was announced. Last week. I'm guessing it was last week, November 28th, week ago. The Disney Resort announces the SoCal resident 3-day ticket offer for as low as $75 per person per day. So we have another ticket, a SoCal ticket offer, which is for next year, for 2024. All right. So these multi-day tickets, which are terrific value, go on sale December 5th. So that's today. For visits January 2nd through June 2nd. Just skipping through the yada yada yada, and then it also talks about the other announcement they had announced about the $50 per day for kids 3 to 9,
and that,
that ticket offer is on sale already. Well, that's on sale now, and those are for visits. Now, this is, so make sure you guys pay attention, visits from January 8th through March 10th. So if you get a ticket for the adults ticket for January 3rd and 4th, well, the kids are still paying full price. So you got to get them those tickets too. So you remember that.
Hey, that's interesting, because the SoCal one, they're giving you a couple days of Christmas.
Right, the last week or so of the holiday. I think that goes to the 7th.
Yeah, I think so.
January 7th?
And because then the kids one starts on the 8th, which is when it's over.
Okay.
So they want the Disney adults to still spend some money.
Right. So yeah, don't forget. Both ticket offers are on sale now. But don't forget, you can't use those tickets till next year.
And they're only good Monday through Thursday.
What he said. You can always go to Disney. Well, that too. But you can go to the Mousefire Facebook page and check out all the deets there. It's posted.
You said Mousefire?
I think I said Mousefire. Because I was thinking about Facebook. So Mouse Face. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, we'll do that now. Dan's sending me notes over here. So there you go. Ticket offer, and you guys can go over there and hopefully you don't experience what people experienced a couple weeks ago or whatever it was. The naked guy on It's a Small World. I just want to let you know, Dan wanted to talk about this. Let's see. How did I get notified? I think I'm going to blame Ernesto for this one. I think he usually starts sending me things. And, you know, like I try to state before, early in the morning, I'm trying to sleep. So I don't know. I don't know if he sent me first or whatever. But then, of course, you know, after that, I start getting sent things. And then I start looking into it and seeing videos and other people's videos, and Dan sent me videos. And you know what, Dan, that video you sent me, I saw it so many other times from other people. So I'm kind of like, whose video is it? Does it belong to that person you sent it from, or do they just copy it? Because I had like three or four other whatever Instagram profiles, whatever, have it on theirs, but it didn't give credit to where the video came from. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, well, I did because I checked them all.
But you gave credit.
Sure. I give credit. Yeah.
Basically, you said it wasn't your video,
right? Yeah.
So I just want to say this to everyone out there: if you have, you know, your Instagram accounts, TikToks, whatever. I know TikTok puts your names on there anyway, but
yeah, so does Instagram Reels.
So make sure you put your name on your video. You know, you can edit your video, add text to it, put your name on there. This is my video. So if someone copies it and starts, you know, they know it came from you. I always try to do that. But anyway, so yes, there's a naked dude. Well, he didn't start off naked, but by the time he got out of It's a Small World, he had nothing on, and they said from the news reports that he was under the influence of something. You know, it's very serious when you see cops inside Disneyland. because I think we stated before that they don't want cops inside Disneyland if they don't need them inside. That's why when something happens, they take the people backstage, and if they already have called the cops are waiting backstage for the people. But in this case, they had the cops there. I saw another video with cops going to the scene, and then just the way they took them out was dirty.
did you piece together the story? Kind of what happened?
No, I just heard he's under the influence of something. I don't know what.
Yeah, at some point he climbed out of the boat, and the ride stopped. So at first, because I saw a video of him walking with clothes on too, like still walking with clothes on. Mm. And then at some point, he took his clothes off and just was walking around in boxers. So I saw a person who like credited there. I'm not going to say it here, but if you watch the video, you see it. Who saw him walking by in just his boxers and then his pile of clothes. So they thought he was somebody there to assist with the ride being stuck, because obviously you're in a boat and you're surrounded with water. They thought he had on a swimsuit, really. Mm. And he was going to wade through the water to help get boats out of there. Not the case. So the guy ended up wandering around Taj Mahal and the Taj Mahal scene and sat down like in the water, the blanket that's basically moving, it's supposed to simulate water. He sat in there. Right. And then started walking through the display. And then eventually he made his way to the front of the ride. But by then he had completely disrobed. He was wearing nothing. I sent you a video of that. Because, I mean, jingle bells and all, man. I saw a video of that I grabbed before it got taken down. I sent it to you. And then you're like, oh, they took it down already. Well, yeah, I grabbed it. So I had to edit it so it wasn't there. And then when they grabbed him, they basically threw a blanket over him and carried him out on all, like grabbing him, like, you know, you tie somebody to a horse. They just grabbed a horse and walked him out. That's how they did it. So, and there's video of that too. I don't really see anything there, but you can see that he's still wearing nothing, just a blanket kind of thrown over him.
Right.
Because they're, you know, taking him through the park. Like, you know, which is, again, a scene you don't see because they don't like police, like actual police out in the park unless something's absolutely necessary. So that's what happened. But yeah, it came out later that they never released his name, but he looked like David Koresh.
He did.
Yeah, he looked like David Koresh. Uh-huh. And 26, he was under the influence of something.
Right.
So he was on a bender for sure, man, because that's pretty intense. But yeah, that's kind of the story that I read and kind of pieced together from all the different videos that I saw.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, these people.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was funny, but like, it's also traumatizing too, because like, he got arrested for indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance. But then how much of it is like, okay, you're like, you have to register as an offender, a sex offender, because there's little kids there.
Right.
You know, you're on Small World. So, in fact, one of the ladies that, I don't know if the kid was awake, but one of the ladies that was there, that saw him, yeah, I guess he was in his box at the time, she had a little kid. This little boy.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It was pretty crazy. We got a laugh out of it, but like,
right,
you know,
right.
He was definitely high.
Right. All right. So, Dan and I, we haven't been to the park since last time I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that there's like I think all the weekends are booked for pass holders. And I actually have a reservation for the 17th. Because I'm like, dang, I haven't been there, so I'm going to go check, or just go on the 17th, I think. And then one place I haven't been for Christmas is not Sperry Farm or Merry Farm. So I have to try to squeeze in a day. Probably this weekend I'll try to head over there. I haven't had a chance to. I'm like, dang, I better hurry up because, yeah, it's going to be over and done with by the time I figure out when I'm going to go.
Yeah, it's crazy how quick it's going to be over.
Right.
It's barely the fifth, and it seems like it's going to be over fast.
Right. So after trying to get over there, real quick, was on the list, but Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know if I talked about this, but, you know, you can get your season pass for there. You can add your food to your pass to get two meals a day if you're there for 2 days or, you know, the whole day. You can get a refillable sipper or sivener bottle or whatever. You can get the bottle. It's $35, which is worth it. And you can get refills every 15 minutes. Or if you don't want to carry a bottle, you can just purchase it as a cup, meaning you just go up to the you know, food, order a drink, and they give you the, you know, the regular cup, and you can get that refilled, and you don't have to be, you know, carrying a cup around or anything. You just go out there, you give them your pass, and it's on the pass, and they give you a cup, so that's good too. But new this year, it was just, which is really cool. So the refillable drink is $35, but for an additional $10, you don't have to get it. But if you choose to, you'll be able to get hot chocolate, coffee, I believe, and icy refillable. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So that's pretty cool. So I think I might do that one, especially for, like, you know, ices and stuff, especially on a hot summer day. Because Knott's Berry Farm ain't gonna have no shade in the boardwalk, so
it's like California Adventure.
Exactly. So it's a good idea. Just wanted to bring that up real quick. So anyway, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but about the holiday dance party. Did I mention that? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Did I mention it? Because I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you said that the little kids were there, and at one point the DJ, or the not the DJ, the MC, goes and the characters go into the kids. And
right. Okay. I just wanted to, I have it on my list because I don't remember if I talked about it. So there you go. Check out the holiday dance party at Tomorrowland from 7 to 11. And they do break for the fireworks. And if they don't have fireworks because of wind and, you know, upstairs, they still on break. We interrupt this podcast for some breaking news. All right, so Disney announced its dates for the Disneyland After Dark events. We did mention that, that they were going to be talking about the Disney After Dark and the event calendar that they just released. So we have information on that. So we're going to start with Disneyland After Dark Sweethearts Night returning. Once again, these nights are going to be on January 23rd, 25th, 30th, February 1st, 6th, 8th, 12th, and, of course, Valentine's Day on the 14th. And, of course, next year. Real quick, they're going to have a Royal Cavalcade. They're going to have the souvenir. It's a Small World dance along with the princesses and Disney characters at the evening's Royal Ball. Stitch and Angel will host their very own dance party at the stage in Tomorrowland. Join them throughout the night to sing and sing in some awesome beats. Sing to some awesome beats. Of course, you know, like always, there are going to be some photo ops. And, of course, food, merchandise, and all that jazz. All right. New for next year's event, Disney After Dark, Disney Channel Night. And that will be on March 5th and 7th. And let me note that the Sweethearts Night and this event, Disney Channel Night, will be at Disneyland Park. Let's see. They're going to have a High School Musical pep rally. What takes place through the streets of Disneyland Park, celebrating the songs from the beloved High School Musical franchise. Phineas and Ferb will have a dance party over at Tomorrowland Stage. And, of course, Phineas and Ferb will be making an appearance out there. You'll have the Camp Rock karaoke over at the Golden Horseshoe. There's going to be Descendants at the Rivers of America. We'll invite you to take a cruise on the sailing ship and enjoy music from the Descendants trilogy. Let's see. Opportunities to step into imaginative photo backdrops representing favorite Disney Channel shows and movies, including Lizzie McGuire, The Cheetah Girls, Teen Beach Movie, and more. And, of course, you're going to have food and merchandise. All right, so for these two events that I just talked about, tickets will go on sale for Magic Key holders beginning on December 12th, both of them same day, no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific time, of course. And then they will go on sale to the public starting December 14th. All right, we also have the return of Disneyland After Dark Star Wars Night at Disneyland Park. Those dates are April 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, 30th, May 2nd, 7th, and 9th. And nope, they don't have a Star Wars Night for May the 4th. Probably because that's a Saturday. Usually these nights are weekdays. Now, don't hold me to that because I didn't check these dates, but just saying. Also, we talked about Season of the Force was returning to Disneyland Park from April 5th through June 2nd. So, this is going to, you know, correspond with that. There is no details on when the tickets go on sale or how much they cost. I will be talking about prices in a little bit. After this one and the next final event, they announced Disney After Dark Pride Night, June 18th and 20th. And also, they don't have prices for that or when the tickets go on sale for those yet. But we do have some prices for Disneyland After Dark Sweetheart Night. So let me just go through this real quick. Quickly, January 23rd is $139. January 25th is $149. January 30th is $139. February 1st is $149. February 6th is $139. February 8th is $149. And then we go up in price. February 12th is $169. And February 14th is $169. Like I said, those go on sale on December 12th. Disneyland After Dark Disney Channel Night, March 5th is $139, and March 7th is $139. And as far as Disneyland After Dark Star Wars Night, they don't have prices listed, but it does say prices starting at $159 per guest. So I'm assuming that's going to be the cheapest price. And then Disneyland After Dark Pride Night, those tickets, no pricing yet, but it does say that same thing, prices start at $159 per guest, and more details are coming soon. So, that's a good thing. We, getting these, the new Disney Channel Night sounds interesting. I'm pretty sure that I will be going to the Star Wars Night, and I'm thinking about going to Disney Channel Night. We'll see how that works out. Definitely, we'll be getting the Star Wars Night tickets first. and then thinking about Disney Channel night. See how that goes. I think that's going to be a popular event, like the 80s event was in 90s. And then, yeah, those two events were really popular. I believe this is going to be one of those two. So I'm not sure how long these tickets are going to last. But like I said, that they will be going on sale on December 12th for pass holders, and then the 14th for general public. All right, well, that's it for our breaking news. I will be talking about this on the next podcast with Dan. And until then, we'll see you, and we'll take you back to your regular scheduled podcast. Little entertainment news. The Muppets Mayhem was canceled on Disney Plus. I don't know if you've ever seen the episodes.
Oh, that was, I forgot it was on. I'm not a huge fan of Muppets.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't mean talking about it.
Yeah. I don't know why. I didn't see an answer why it was canceled, but it was one of those that got the axe, like Mighty Ducks, Willow. They were also going to do the Spiderwick Chronicles. I guess that was axed. So Muppets Mayhem had one season, which was really cool. It was a really cool show, especially with all the guest stars and everything. So if you guys, if it's still on Disney Plus, because who knows if they didn't take that out or not, but you guys should check out Muppets Mayhem. That's really cool. And now, let me find my story, because we have stories. We have a lot of stories to tell, and I'm looking. So we're going to talk about the big news that came out yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, Monday. And that is, this is the first time that Disney has ever done this, which is, it's kind of weird that they actually announced the event calendar for next year, what's coming up. I mean, we all already know that we have Lunar New Year's, and they've been doing the Celebrate Gospel at Disneyland. Yeah. We all know about the food and wine. You know, we all know about Halloween time and the holidays. We know they have those things. But they actually give us dates on this. And let me just go through the article real quick. They want to let you guys know what's coming, and here we go. So, coming back to the Disneyland Resort will be Pixar Fest. We're going to start with Pixar Fest. So, Pixar Fest will be April 26th through August 6th. And the reason I'm starting,
hey, what did they do at Pixar Fest? I don't even remember.
Okay, well,
I was coming back, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, the reason I started with Pixar Fest first, even though what I'm talking about after is out of order, but it's because they announced, okay, Pixar Fest first. So this year's Pixar Fest, for Pixar Fest, they had the fireworks show at Disneyland, the Disneyland, mm-hmm, Park. They had that. And that is Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular. And that's the one that had the Up House floating over the council. The balloons, just like Zero and all that. So that's going to be returning for Pixar Fest. And then they have a brand new parade over at California Adventure. Will be called Better Together, a Pixar Palace Celebration. So, obviously, it's going to be a parade with the Pixar characters, but you're going to get the newer characters, like Ember and Wade from Elemental, and,
oh yeah,
and Red Panda May from Turning Red. You'll have them in the parade. So, new characters from compared to last time's characters. And of course, you know, you're going to have all the, you know, the snacks, the foods, and all the different things themed for that. Let me see. Oh, and then
coming back now, the Up House is cool.
Yeah. So also starting on opening on January 30th, the Pixar Place Hotel that will be having its opening and everything like that. So yeah, we have Pixar Fest coming April 26th through August 6th. I'm just going through to see if there's anything else I want to talk about Pixar Fest before I continue. I think that's it. All right, like I said, we have the Lunar New Year celebration at California Adventure Park, January 23rd till February 18th. And then starting on February 17th through February 24th is Celebrate Gospel. We've had that for a few years now. Also returning is Anaheim Ducks Day at Disney California Adventure Park, February 22nd through the 23rd. So 2 days celebrating Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club 30th anniversary. So they also will have a cavalcade, a fun zone with themed activities and photo opportunities, plus appearances by select current and legacy team players. Of course, Food and Wine Festival will be March 1st through April 22nd. We all know what goes on there. All the time for fatness.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what we've been waiting for, the return of Season of the Force at Disneyland Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's April 5th through June 2nd. Season of the Force arrives at Disneyland Park with Hyperspace Mountain and specially themed food and beverage, merchandise, and more for a limited time. Debuting during the celebration, you'll be able to embark on new adventures aboard Star Tours. The adventure continues, and Galaxy's Edge will provide fresh perspective on fireworks above Disneyland Park with Galactic. There you go. Sweeping through the spires. So they're going to have basically music playing for the fireworks in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, that's cool. They've never done that before.
Right. So it says, let me go back to the Star Tours. It says you'll be able to embark on new adventures aboard Star Tours. So we talked about them adding Ahsoka to Star Tours. So yeah, maybe that's when they'll be adding that, because they never gave us a date or anything for that. So we're excited for the return of Season of the Force in Hyperspace Mountain. I know Dan is.
Yes, sir. Hey, what I was going to say is that the fireworks above the spires are actually really pretty.
Yeah.
But because Galaxy or Batuu is supposed to be that immersive experience, you don't hear the music from the fireworks. You just see them over the spires. So that's going to be interesting, because I'm wondering, and I see no mention of it, if you're going to get music that just goes with the fireworks show that they're doing in the rest of the park. Does that make sense?
No, I know what you're saying, but something tells me that it might be different music.
What do you mean?
That it might be... maybe it'll be a Star Wars show.
Fireworks. That's show. What I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If the whole thing is going to be Star Wars show.
Yeah, because during the Disneyland After Dark Star Wars night, they played the Star Wars fireworks show music in Galaxy's Edge.
Which is just the stuff from World of Color 1, right?
Which is what?
The fireworks show they had at the at Star Wars night was just the World of Color 1 Star Wars portion. No. I don't know if the music is the same that we're talking about playing, but that's what the fireworks show actually was.
The fireworks show was a whole 10-minute show or whatever it was. With all the
yeah,
music.
But it was just it. It was the well, all the graphics were all the stuff from just World of Color 1.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Never seen it.
Oh no, I can't. That's literally what it was. I believe you. It was a short show. It was like 10 minutes. But give me a chance if they do a Star Wars show. Like that's just what you see in front of the castle, in front of Small World and on the river, or if they do a show there and then just the music is different in Galaxy's Edge. I guess we'll see.
Now I'm just guessing it's going to be the same show as they have for Star Wars Night. That's what I'm thinking.
We'll find out.
All right, and then they announced the dates for Halloween time in the Disneyland Resort, starting early, starting August 23rd through October 31st. And the Plaza de Familia will be August 23rd through November 2nd. And we have a date for the beginning of the holidays in the Disneyland Resort, and that's November 15th. All right, and then it says Oogie Boogie will be returning in 2024 in California Adventure, but it doesn't give any dates yet or anything about that. Also returning select nights January through June is the Disneyland After Dark events. they didn't give us, of course, what events they're going to have. They said just stay tuned for that. I already mentioned the opening of Pixar Place Hotel. And then we talked about beginning May 24, the return of Fantasmic. We got more details. Basically, it says there will be a new special effects, a thrilling new battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, plus the return of the iconic Peter Pan scene in this treasured show.
Yeah.
Fantastic events and images from Disney stories come to life through soaring music, dozens of live performers, character appearances, and state-of-the-art projections. So, Peter Pan's coming back, and Jack has had a walk the plank.
I wonder why that decision was made.
I don't know.
Some show aspect, no doubt.
I have no idea, because he won the court case.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking at first. I started thinking, like, well, did people have a negative opinion? Like, no, they really took his side.
Right.
So, that's not it.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. So, we get the return of Peter Pan scene. I like both. But, I would have to say I like Peter Pan better.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Right. All right. So also on here, it talks about Tiana's Bayou Adventure debuts at Disneyland Park later in 2024. You'll get to embark on a musical journey inspired by Walt Disney Imagination Studios, The Princess and the Frog. Yeah, we know that. And now we're going to head on to Downtown Disney. Talks about, you know, Downtown Disney is taking shape. New things have opened up. Let's see. Also opened up, I haven't talked about yet because I wanted to get down there, but I haven't had a chance. But the new Downtown Disney Life Stage and Lawn has opened up. They have bands down there playing. I guess that stage is where AMC was. I haven't been down there, so I don't know. But I think that's what it looks like from pictures I've seen. And, yeah. That's all it says here. So, there you go. Return of Peter Pan and Season of the Force.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, actually.
Yeah, I am too.
Probably no Murphy, but we'll get 3.0 and see what they have.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think this podcast will be kind of short today because I don't have too much to talk about.
Because we haven't been. That's fine.
Right. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is what's going on right now in the parks, in case you haven't heard. The infamous hand-pulled candy canes, fresh candy canes, being made almost every day in the parks in Disneyland and California Adventure. So you guys can go and check that stuff out if you guys want a hand-pulled candy cane. All the information is on Facebook and Instagram. I think it's pinned on Instagram. Might be pinned on Facebook. I don't know. I don't remember. But
and check your dates because they alternate parks.
Yeah, so I was going to get to the dates right now because I was looking for my picture. All right, so Disneyland at Candy Palace, December 3rd, 5th, 10th, 12th, 17th, 19th, and 24th, Christmas Eve. And DCA Trolley Treats, December 4th, 6th, 11th, 13th, 18th, 20th, and Christmas. So there you go. You have to, you got to go on the app. You got to reserve your space on the app or they get you a time. I'm going to get to that information right now. All right. For a chance to purchase one of the candy canes this year, a mobile waitlist system will be used as quantities are very limited. Once the mobile waitlist is activated, you can add your name and phone number to the location at the location to receive a text back with the time to return to the location for the opportunity to purchase. Like it says, subject to availability. It says candy canes are not available through mobile order. One per guest per day. Subject to restrictions. It says no discounts apply, no exchanges, refunds. And, you know, depending on your mobile service, data and messages, rate applies, you know, and blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Like I said, it's pinned on Instagram and I think Facebook. If not, it's there somewhere.
You got to get there early, too. I had a friend who went the other day, the day that they were doing them. They rope dropped and there was already pretty much a line for it. So you gotta be ready to go. I mean, your time can be anytime later in the day.
Right.
So it's a commitment.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need it.
Yeah. I've never wanted to actually do the getting up and
yeah.
Kind of waiting all day thing.
All right, so this next one is for Magic Key holders. Actually, I don't know. Do I want to talk about this?
No, because by the time you get this episode out, it'll be over. I know what you're talking about.
You're right.
Hey, you missed out on your wish, Brent.
Never mind, guys. I just saw the date, said the 8th. never mind. It's on. You should have saw it on Facebook anyway, so there you go.
He posted it on Facebook, yeah.
That's funny. Let's see. Well, that's all I got. That's all I got today.
Well, let's see your news. Let's go through your page. We got the event calendar. D23 thing. Got that, the Hemp of Anything. Yeah, so there was a lot introduced, but there was not. So, seems like it, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like the other day when I talked to you, I was like, hey, well, this is the thing. Like, this is the thing. This is the thing. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, 10 minutes in. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going through.
We're good.
Going through my post, and everything has already been talked about. Oh, and today was the, I think today is the season finale of Dancing with the Stars.
It's also Walt Disney's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. I knew that. Yeah. I forgot to write that down because I was going to talk about that. But yeah, it's Uncle Walt's birthday. That's all I got to say about that.
You had asked me if I went to the candlelight procession, and I didn't this year. I've been to the last couple. I couldn't make the times work this year. Brie Larson was the guest narrator. So they do it differently than Disney World, right?
Yeah.
Disney World does it for, I don't know, what, a dozen nights or something?
Something like that.
Different performances. This is 2 days, two performances. A day. And it's always the same narrator. Two performances a day. Yeah. Two performances a day over 2 days. And they met where Disney World, don't they announce the narrator ahead of time?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't do that at Disney World. You don't get to know who the narrator is until they come out for the dress rehearsal. So this one was actually, like I said, it was Brie Larson. So Captain Marvel herself. So, have you ever seen it? I know you haven't gone with me. Have you ever seen it?
From
far off?
Yes. Well, I saw it from the bathrooms at on Main Street by the firehouse.
That's where I saw Daryl Strawberry. Anyway, I did. He watched it from there. Right there. Years ago, I had just kind of come into the park, and you know how they control traffic, so they have you going through the back of the stores and all that,
right?
In those walkways, and you can watch a piece of it there, but it gets pretty crowded. You gotta have to get there kind of early. Now, both times that I went, I wasn't there like hours early. I mean, I showed up like an hour before, you know, hour and a half before. I was just kind of find my spot, just kind of hang around there and get some popcorn or whatever. Just kind of hang out until it goes, and then it goes. I told you before, I'm not too religious, but the show is the use of lights and just the music and stuff. It's like, it's nice. It's nice to actually check out if you haven't ever seen it. I was talking to somebody today, and they were there that day, but they didn't go for that. So they had kind of come up and tried to peek at it. Like, oh, well, let's see what's going on. Like, no, I don't want to go anywhere near that mass of people.
Right.
Like, it's a big group of people. It basically takes up all of Town Square. Basically takes up all of Town Square and the railroad station, because they actually use the railroad station, right? And on top of the railroad station, because you actually have performers up there, too. So she just decided, nope, done. And then the funny thing is, she's like, oh my God, when we left, everybody was leaving. Well, yeah, everybody came to watch the candlelight. And then afterwards, they're all leaving. So, it's just pretty funny to me. But she was like, everybody was leaving. Well, yeah, because I've experienced that too. I wait. I'll usually throw a mobile order in for something until the holiday. And when it goes over, go get that and hang out for a little while until the second thing is over and just do whatever I want to do, you know, until the crowd subsides. But it's interesting. It's fun to do. I wasn't hurt that I didn't do it this year, but that's not to say that I won't actually try to do it next year. just because, you know, I enjoy the music. Said I'm not hugely religious, but I grew up in a household that is into it, so I have some background in it. I just thought it was cool. So, hey, speaking of which, remember last time we talked, the buckets? I was talking about the buckets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, apparently they're hard to find now.
Oh.
So, that's what I'm hearing. I saw somebody post, like, oh, I'm looking for this. I'm like, just go get one. People started posting, oh, no, they've been out a while. Oh. Okay.
So,
it's only been...
all of them?
2 weeks. Well, the Toy Soldier one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about the Mater Bucket. But that's the one that was being referenced, so I was like, oh, okay. I mean, we are getting closer to Christmas. So we knew it was going to happen.
Right, right.
But it seems like it lasted a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, because I think I went 2 times since it the buckets came out. And,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, I remember seeing them still there. Interesting.
Yeah, which is quite unusual. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna go on Sunday, and I'm gonna do Festival of Fatness. So I'll be there kind of during the day, which is a little unusual for me. But I'm gonna do it, and then I got one more after that. And I can't remember the date. Whatever the date is, right before we're blocked out.
Uh-huh.
That's the date that I have. So 19th, maybe 18th. Mm. 17th? I don't
know.
I'm
going the 17th. That's a Sunday, I think.
No. Then I must be going the 19th or something. Like, it literally is the day that we're done. There's no more before the blackout. Okay. And then we'll wait and see what's going on. The other thing that I wanted to mention was, how much longer is Halloween next year? That's what it's. You mentioned it, but it's like, that's like 2 weeks, isn't it?
I think it's... I think it's just like 3 days. I was trying to.
Was it always, oh.
I was trying to go through it. Hold on, real quick. Let me see. So this year started on the September 1st.
So okay. One, so it's
two,
a week.
Three,
a week.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks and 1, 2, 3, 4 days was that, or this year. It was 8 weeks.
Okay.
And 4 days.
So they are, okay.
So.
Well, they're obviously giving it more time because.
23rd.
It's such a popular thing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is. What did I say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. It looks like it's 10 weeks and 6 days or seven. 6 days. Something like that.
It's really that long? 10 weeks?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 weeks in September, through September. 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 weeks and 6 days. So, yeah. 10 weeks.
Dang. Really trying to get their people in there and spending money on Halloween, which I think is more popular than Christmas now, man.
Well, just think of it. Maybe, I mean, if they start on the 23rd of August, then the next week, like on the 26th, will probably be the first Oogie Boogie Bash, right?
Yeah.
So you get an extra week, you get an extra 3 days maybe? No, 4 days?
Oh, they get more parties in too.
Yeah, I'm saying you give me 4 extra days.
Trying to pull a Disney World.
For the parties.
So, I think it's starting on my birthday, man. End of July.
That's funny.
It just seems like a long time.
Yeah.
When you posted it, I looked at it and I was like, dang. Okay. I guess. So I'm trying to run through, see if I got anything else going on. We got that. I'm not going to try to get candy canes. I don't see you getting up that early.
I just want to let people know that the Donald Duck Christmas tree sipper is still available in case you want that one.
I'm looking at that on my table over here. Yeah, I got all of those. I'm going to go try the food, and I'm going to try to do the either the small roll lighting or the tree lighting, one of the two.
Oh, cool.
And the next time, maybe the World of Color, like the time just before Christmas, before a block, maybe the World of Color show.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. And they have a special holiday one, which is always kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I watch World of Color often enough.
Oh, I know I don't.
It's cool. Like, it's cool. I just don't spend as much time in California Adventure to do that.
Right.
So, but our thing is, this Sunday is for California Adventure. Luckily so, because I bought the Sip and Saber Pass and I didn't use it. I bought it ahead of time knowing, okay, I will use it.
Right.
And I haven't done it yet, so I get there early enough to try some fatness. We'll do that. So I'll have a lot of fat time coming up.
So right now, as far as reservations go for AP or Magic Key, whatever, there's only Monday through Thursday for this week and next week, and that's it. That's available.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I am, after a couple times of trying to get there, like as soon as I get out of work, yeah, no. Look at what happened with the Viva Navidad bag. I couldn't get into the dang park.
That's crazy.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
So I might go on the 14th too or something. I don't know. I have to go on a date or find a date that's available for my brother because he's going to want to go and there's nothing available.
Yeah, it's going to be some random date, huh?
Right, right. It'll be a random date. We're just going
to
go.
Oh, I know what else I wanted to talk about. Real quick, they're putting some movies back in theaters.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No. Tell me.
Yeah. They're putting, let me find it now. They're putting Soul, Turning Red.
Cool.
And I can't remember the other one. I gotta find it. In theaters. But when you think about it, this is the first time those movies have been in theaters.
Right.
So I thought that was...
that's cool.
Kind of cool. Luca.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
Soul, Turning Red, and Luca are coming into theaters because all of those films debuted on Disney Plus because of the pandemic.
Right.
So, let me see if I get them. Three movies coming to theaters nationwide in 2024. Tickets going on sale on January 2nd. Soul is coming to theaters on January 12th. Turning Red will be on February 9th. And Luca on March 22nd. And they'll be accompanied by the short films that premiered with them.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, those were, of course, the three that, like I said, didn't come out. I've seen all three of those, and they're good. I think Turning Red might be my favorite out of those three, but they're all good.
Hmm.
Have you seen all three of them?
What?
Have you seen all three of them?
Yes.
Okay. Soul was the one, the first one that came out during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching that in my garage because I had all that extra time. So I hung a TV in the garage. Yeah, well, because everybody was home and everybody was taking a room and taking a TV. So I ended up in the garage, which is where I have a small desk and where sometimes I'll podcast from. Right now, it's just totally a bunch of junk. But, yeah. All three of those, and I think Turning Red is my favorite of the three. Luca's good, though. I do like Luca. Soul's actually my least favorite, but it's a good movie.
I gotta get a TV for my garage now.
Yeah, you need a little man cave. What? Are these all Pixar movies?
Yes.
Yeah, they are, huh? Okay. So, the Disney one. No word on the Disney one, because didn't Strange World come out? No, Strange World came out in theaters.
Yeah, it did.
Were there any Disney movies that came out? Do you remember that? Was it any actual Disney pictures?
I don't
remember.
I don't know. I'm thinking there was one that was on deck, but I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, here is a quote from Pete Docter, who's Pixar's creative chief officer.
Yes, he
said
is.
That. The Disney Plus rollouts train families to watch movies on streaming. So, I mean, look at the poor reception of the Marvels, right? It hasn't done well in theaters. I've known a couple people that have seen it that actually say it's really good. But, I don't know, man. The movies might just be a dying thing.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Inside Out 2 next year. So, that's the only other thing that I can remember. I was like, oh, yeah, I wish I mentioned that. Because I thought that was cool. So, I don't know. You know, time just depends. Maybe. Maybe I'll go see one of them in theaters because I watched them on. You know what? Maybe Turning Red because I think my whole family watched that and they all liked it.
All right. So, I was looking up the movies. And the last movie that actually came out before Strange World was Encanto.
Oh, which did well in theaters.
So that was the that came out November 2021, November 24th. So, and then the one before that was Raya.
Was when?
What, Raya?
Raya. Right. Okay, yeah. Raya or Raya? Whatever. I know you're talking about, yeah.
And The Last Dragon.
That's a good one, too.
I haven't seen
that. That's actually underrated. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good movie. A lot of them are. They're not the classic vibe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're no Peter Pan. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're all good movies. Strange World, I thought, was a good movie. Just didn't do well. Okay, I really do think part of it is that's just dying. I can't remember the last movie I saw in a movie theater.
Me neither. I did go to see something at the pandemic, but I don't remember what it was. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the first movie I saw back from it. I mean, normally I'll see a film that Disney, really. There hasn't been a whole lot of films that I've seen that aren't the Minions one. You can't, so I can think of.
Oh.
You're going to not. I'm going to try to go to Grinchmas.
Oh, yeah.
To get in a day.
I was going to ask you about that because I know you haven't been in Universal in a while.
In a while. Yeah, actually, my son asked me about it. And I said, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to try. Let's try to go the week that we're off because we're not blocked. Like, Disney blocks early, they don't block us early. So I think we're going to try. I think we're going to try to do that today. And I don't have to be there all day either. It's just not the same amount of things to do. But I'd like to get there kind of after traffic dies down and then check out some of kind of the Grinch stuff and then all the lights to see that. Because they have their big display is the Grinch tree that's crooked.
Yeah.
You know, so. Check it out. Last year, we went and I actually got to meet the Grinch. I think so. We didn't meet the mayor. I met some of them. I don't know. We had a good time. It's cool. Go check it out. See if we can get on Mario again. Mm-hmm. We'll see. All right, man. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Short and sweet, huh? To the point.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Don't forget, Season of the Force is coming back.
Yeah.
And it's hopefully that's back in better than ever.
Yeah, it's also longer, too. That's longer, too. It was just a month before. Now it's like almost two.
Right. So that's cool. We can,
I like that part.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, we have a few things to look forward to next year. Disneyland Resort with Season of the Force and Pixar Fest and the Pixar Place Hotel opening. Also, we have the return of Fantasmic and Peter Pan. So that's cool. Fantasmic will open on May 24th. You know it's going to be hell. So, Oh, another thing I forgot to mention, that you will be able to make reservations 90 days in advance. I think I saw that. Reservations made 90 days in advance. That's cool.
Isn't that what we do now?
Well, then maybe it's longer than that. I don't know. I saw that. I saw that.
It was, okay.
You'll be able to make a reservation. Maybe it's 180 days. I don't know. Look it up. It's there somewhere. For sure, let you guys know next time when after I look it up, because I don't feel like looking it up right now. But, yeah, you'll be able to make reservations for a longer time ahead out, or, you know, ahead of time. So that's cool. And that works for when, you know, you want to book for Fantasmic when that opens up.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, we're on the Facebooks and Instagrams and Twitters and YouTubes, Snappies, Tiki Talks, and Threads, whatever that is. All right, real quick, 30 seconds. Where are you at, Dan?
I'm at Dan's Disney Adventures on Instagram and YouTube, DANSVIG77 on TikTok. I just showed you my Star Wars Funko Advent calendar.
That's cool.
So join along for the unveiling as I open it up.
All right, so that's it this time. And we're going to say hasta la pasta. All right, I'm Diggs.
I'm Dan.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepower.com.